This kind of generosity reminds me of a movie I saw quite a few years ago. As I prepared this sermon, I thought of it again and said to myself, I've got to see if I can check that movie out of the library. Babette's Feast is the name of the movie. It was a Danish movie, saw with English subtitles, and it won the Academy Award one year for being the best foreign picture of the year. The story of Babette's Feast came from a book by the famous Danish writer Isaac Dunnison. It's set in a small fishing village on the cold, barren Jutland coast of Denmark. Two sisters had given up any hope of personal happiness in their desire to care for their father, a stern pastor of a small congregation of dour, sad, long-faced Christians who belonged to the sect that he had founded. I vicared, interned at Grace Lutheran Church in Eugene. In the year of the vicarage, we were going to go to the Scandinavian Festival in Junction City. We went back to it a couple of years ago, now that we've moved back to Oregon. And I remember the pastor at Grace Lutheran Church in Eugene in 1967, 68, when I vicared there, told me there are two kinds of Danes. I don't know how many of you may be of Danish ancestry, but he said there are the happy Danes and there are the sad Danes. Two different types of mentality among the Danish immigrants to America and Danes back in Denmark. Well, this pastor in this story, he was indeed a sad Dane, dour, grumpy, very, very sad and angry. But he found joy from an unlikely source, Babette. One day, a refugee washed ashore in their little town, and the town kind of adopted her as a refugee. Her name was Babette. She was from France. She was some sort of a political refugee. And the town accepted her, and she began working in a restaurant back in France. She was one of the most famous chefs in the whole country of France. And the one thing she brought with her was her cooking skill and her knowledge of making fine, fine meals. One day, as a sign of gratitude for the village for taking her in, Babette cooked a feast, Babette's Feast, the name of the movie, for the whole town. And she took the finest of her French cooking chef skills and applied them to the meal that she prepared for them. Babette prepared the meal for the members of that dour, stern, angry little church, a sumptuous meal of the finest foods that French cooking could offer. At first, those sad Danes couldn't allow themselves to enjoy such an extravagance. But as they ate the delicious food that Babette prepared for them, they began to loosen up, enjoy it, smile, even breaking into laughter as they, for the first time in their lives, had found real joy coming into their lives from Babette's feast. Well, from what happened that day there in the Cana of Galilee wedding feast, Jesus shows not only the bride and groom and their families that God is a generous God, but he also showed his disciples and Christians now for 2,000 years that God is both extravagant and generous. He performed that miracle, as John calls it, a sign of God's great extravagance and generosity. Like I say, John doesn't call it a miracle, but he calls it a sign, and says this, the first of his signs Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory. And then he adds this final important statement, and his disciples believed in him. Now, what does all this mean for you and me today? half a world away from Cana in Galilee 2,000 years later means for me that we can find meaning in this miracle simply by looking at our lives. As I look at my life, and I'm sure as you look at your lives, we can say to one another, God has indeed been generous to me. He has given me far more than I had ever expected to have in my life. He has given you and me, out of his generosity, an extravagance of love, and all the gifts that he bestows upon us, more than we could ever have imagined when we were young. God has forgiven us all of our sins. God has accepted each of us as his child in holy baptism. In spite of all of our faults and flaws, our weaknesses and our failures, God still chooses to use us, you and me, to do his work at this time and in this part of the world. God has revealed his glory also to you and to me, just as he revealed it to the guests at that wedding feast so many years ago. And now, in response to all those signs of the extravagant generosity that God has shown to us, we too, like the disciples, put our faith in him. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus through life everlasting. Amen.